Welcome to the Arcturian Ascension Process with Suzanne Lee and the process of becoming yourself.
I am Kipierre. I am an individual expression of the Arcturian group mind, and I've taken on a fifth-dimensional form on the Arcturian starship Athena. My body is a hybrid of human and Arcturian, as I have merged with my grounded expression on Earth. Arcturus is responsible for assisting people, planets, and systems through the Arcturian corridor, which will allow them to lower their resonance from the seventh to the sixth to the fifth to the fourth and into the third for physical incarnation. They also, and are now very much involved with the planetary ascension of planet Earth, in which the resonance of Earth will rise from the third and fourth and into the fifth dimension of new Earth. I wish to tell you that many of the grounded expressions of the Galactic Federation are merging with their higher expressions of self in preparation for the collective and planetary ascension. This merging of grounded ones with their galactic expressions is a natural process of the return to our true multidimensional nature. Those of us in the higher dimensions have long overseen our expressions of self that have taken on human form during this auspicious time. We are now returning to our oneness, so that those of us who are intimate within the physical expression of ascension can commune and communicate with us on a regular basis. We wish now to share the process of myself, Kipierre, and the merging with my grounded one, Suzelle, Susan Carroll, on planet Earth. Suzelle, I am Kipierre. Do you see the challenges that you are going through in attempting to be your multidimensional self in daily life? Do you see the stretch of consciousness, the bridge, the gap that you must become, that you must fill with yourself while you hold a third dimensional earth vessel and also be me, your fifth dimensional stepping stone self? Do you see the challenge of being a human in a 64-year-old body that is wounded and dependent on everyone at this time? At the same time that you are me, a galactic counselor on the starship Athena. Yes, me, my beloved, my one, my grounded expression of self. I understand, for I have come into you at times to visit. But visiting is different than being, as you can tell. You have come into me to visit, but visiting is different than being. Now, we must be both of us. For just as you are stretching your consciousness to embrace my reality. I also am stretching my consciousness into the lower frequencies of reality in which you live. And I want you to know, just as it is difficult for you to embrace the higher frequency within your body of clay, it is very difficult for my light body to move into the lower frequencies in which we hold a body of clay. And we shall meet soon. Soon we shall meet in the middle, in the place in between. For it is the place in between that our oneness will become within our heart, as you saw in your meditation, and our energy will burst up into the eighth dimension and down into the first, and we shall become our multi-dimensional self, awake and aware. Be patient, my grounded one. Be patient. Dear Pierre, please assist me. Please assist me in releasing all of my ego, all of my competition, all of my comparisons, all of my need for recognition, all of my hurt feelings. I wish to hand them over. I wish to give them away first, so that the true me can be free of that encumbrance. I ask you now to assist me with this endeavor. Yes, I am Gepierre. I am you. I am the fifth dimensional expression of you, into which you will commune, into which you will become. I wish to tell you how this will. I wish to tell you how it was that I, you, in your perceivable past, which is within the infinity of the now, within our joined reality. I wish to tell you how this task has already been completed. This task has already been completed by taking the moment of recognition of that thought. As you take the moment of recognition of that thought, of that fear, of that emotion, as you take the moment of recognition and allow yourself to give yourself love and to say, "Dearest Suzil, I realize the challenge through which you are going. I want you to know that I understand the difficulty. I want you to know that I understand that it was the competition, it was the comparison, it was the hurt feelings, it was the need for recognition that allowed you to come to this place of ascension. And now, as you stand at the altar of the one to whom you are returning, you will take all of these tools that were once so useful to you, and you will set them upon the threshold. You will set them upon the threshold to be released, to be transmuted back into First Cause. For within First Cause, those energy molecules can be reused for someone else. Perhaps someone else may need to use those tools so that they too can find themselves upon the threshold. But once on the threshold, the tools that got you to the threshold become an encumbrance. They become something that stops you, that holds you back, that does not allow you to move further, for the energy frequency that took you from your deep unconscious fears and up through your emotional body and the mastery of your thoughts and the acceptance of your light, those tools are now extinct and they must be released. I am Kipierre. I'm here to say to you that all your ego must be released in order to join with me and to live in two worlds as one being. I'm here to say to you that you must release that you were doing it right, or that you were doing it good enough, or that you tell someone about it, or that you share, or that anyone else knows. Initially, this must be what you and I are doing in order to keep your ego free. For if you were to release this information at this point in time, there would be reactions, there would be inputs, and then you would have the test of how do you respond. Do they listen to what you say? Do they ask you questions? Do they think it's cool? It is too great of a temptation for you. For the mere release of all ego is monumental. Your ego was hard won in this lifetime. Hard won in this lifetime. It was by design, for it had gotten too large for you in other realities. Therefore, in this reality, you needed to come in with very little ego. You needed to be able to be free of the encumbrance of ego while you were young, while you were finding spirit. And as you found spirit first, you began to develop that which might have been known as an ego. And now that you have found your spirit and developed your ego, you know that you no longer need that costume. You no longer need that identification. You no longer need that protection. And thereby it is time now to surrender it completely. And as you saw in your image, in which you folded it up, in which you held it out to surrender to the One, as you do now, as you hold it up, as you surrender your ego to the One, reach out and take my hand. Dearest One, I am Kipierre. Reach out now. Reach out and take my hand. Reach out with your consciousness as I reach out with mine. Do you see how my hand is slightly different than yours? My fingers are longer. I have less digits. Do you feel the warmth within my hand? My arm appears thinner. Reach out with your right arm, the arm that you cannot reach out with at this moment. Follow the warmth of the feeling of my hand in yours. As you look up my arm, up to that which might be an elbow, and up my forearm, all of this with my right arm, my right arm that is totally healthy and completely healed, and up into my shoulder. And you see how my shoulder is completely healed and completely healthy. As you go over around the bend of the shoulder and go in towards my neck and look and see first my mouth. My chin is somewhat more pointed than yours. My lips are somewhat smaller, yet they are still lips, as you would see. For I am a hybrid, and you see my nose is smaller. And you move up, my eyes are bigger, but I still have lashes, I still have eyebrows. My head is bigger than yours. And when you look at what would be hair, you see emanations of light. The emanations of light are alive, and they move. Sometimes they stand up, sometimes they lay down. Sometimes they form a pattern. Sometimes they appear to not even be there. Do you see this? Now look to my third eye and see, just as we touched hand to hand, see how we touch now, third eye to third eye. Do you feel the energy? Feel the energy as it comes in, my third eye. And as it goes out, my third eye, and goes in to your third eye, and feel it as it comes in, your third eye. As it comes in, your third eye, feel as it moves down into your throat. And feel as it moves out to your right shoulder and down your right arm. And feel that circuit. As then it goes into my arm and up into my right shoulder and down into my heart. And now feel the energy come from my heart. And feel the energy of my heart as it goes into your heart, and feel how we are connected. We are connected by our heart. We are connected by our third eye. We are connected by our perfectly healthy and completely functional right arm and shoulder. Blessings, hold this blessing. We are one, as you do so in your imagination, as you continue to do so. You will find that it is real, for it is real if you believe it.
Still, it is I, Kepierre. I speak to you now through our joint heart, the heart that we have joined into one heart. I speak to you now through our joint mind, the mind that we have joined into one mind. It is the joining of our heart and of our mind with each other, with our third dimensional expression of earth vessel and our fifth dimensional expression of light vessel. It is through that joining that we first become one within our consciousness, so that my thoughts are your thoughts and your thoughts are my thoughts. Your feelings are your feelings. Your feelings are my feelings. We are one. We are one within our feelings. We are one within our thoughts. We are one within our consciousness. I, Kepierre, wish now to assist you in the merging in the complete and total community of heart, mind, and consciousness in preparation for the bilocation, in which you can as easily experience my world, our world, our fifth dimensional expression upon the starship Athena, as you can experience your third dimensional reality. I will hold the anchor for our fifth dimensional expression, this particular fifth dimensional expression that we now share on the starship Athena. You will hold the anchor for the earth vessel that we carry on ascending earth. It is through these two anchors that slowly, gradually, with every breath, with every thought, with every emotion, merge into the oneness. And so the circuit between us is complete and always opened. Take it now, a moment, my beloved one, my expression of self. Can you feel the unconditional love that I feel for you? Look into my heart. Do you see how it beams? Do you see how when you look into my heart, you see wings, you see clear sky, you see beautiful waterfalls, tranquil lakes, and huge oceans. You see the myriad expressions of land upon the body of Gaia, and all of her flora, all of her fauna. You see the humans moving within their light bodies. You see the place to which we will jump, the reality that we will come into, that we will merge with, as you and I have merged from the expression of our fifth dimensional self on the starship Athena with our third dimensional self upon the ascending body of Gaia. As the two merge, then we can jump into the third bilocation of living within new earth and having the joy, the light, the love, the unity of creating and returning to simultaneously the home of Earth, true Earth, as she has always been waiting to return to. And as you, Suzo, return to me, Kepiar, you assist Gaia, Earth, to return to herself, Gaia, New Earth, Terra. Do you see the triangle? The triangle that goes from your point of contact of your third dimensional earth vessel to our point upon the starship Athena, to our point on new earth, new fifth dimensional ascending earth. And then the base of that triangle goes from ascending earth down into earth as she is now. And it is this, as you would say, a sideways triangle. As you pull in the base of the triangle that is in third dimensional earth into our fifth dimensional expression of self on the starship Athena, we then continue the pulling in of the triangle from our starship Athena into new earth. Oh, the glory. Oh, the love. Oh, the victory. have returned. You have returned to your Arcturian self, to your hybrid Arcturian self. We have returned to the beginnings, the initiations of New Earth. And just as now, initially first, you will learn to bilocate with your third dimensional expression of self on Earth and your fifth dimensional expression of self on the Starship Athena as New Earth and third dimensional Earth have become one. Then you will continue your bilocation of our continuing service on the Starship Athena and of our service upon New Earth, Gaia, Terra. And as those two bilocations expand, you will remember more and more to bilocate further in a more complete manner. We thank you, dear one. We thank you for remembering that you are we, and we have always been you.
Dear Suzelle, we are the Arcturians. We speak to you from the eighth dimension and beyond. We speak to you through the heart of Gepierre. We speak to your soul, Suzelle. We speak to the one to whom you are returning. We see that you are undergoing the great challenge of the release of all ego. And this challenge of the release of all ego means that you do what you do because you must. Not because you should. Not because they want you to. Not because they like you if you do. And not because they don't like you if you do. You do what you do because you are the doing of your being. And your being dictates your doing. We know that it is difficult for you now. We know that it's difficult for all the things that you work towards and all the endeavors. You wonder what will happen. You wonder what will happen with your life. You wonder if you will survive. We say to you, you have always survived. You are infinite. You do not die. You are not born. You are a speck of the all that is, of the one. You are infinite. Yes, within the game of third dimensional life, there has been many deaths and many births and many lives. And this is your last one. This is your last physical life, Suzelle. We say this to you, for this is not a message for you to share with others. This is a message we say to you. We realize that you feel, rightly so, that your communications with us must be shared. But there is certain communications that are only meant for you, that are intimidating to others. And therefore you must carry forward yourself, you and the few that are doing what you and the few are doing. But the few is growing, and the few is becoming more and more, and the few is becoming the many. But we need our scouts. We need the ones who forge ahead and do what they do, and say what they say, and be who they are, and know they won't be recognized, for they are too far ahead. They're just beyond, and that is where you need to be. You needed this initiation, Suzo. You know that you did. You know that you needed to stay within your purpose, and that you knew that at some point you would have to go off on your own and not bring others with you throughout your process, but to be selfish. Selfish not for your own personal gain, but selfish in that you center your reality within your inner self, within that which is going on inside of yourself. For what you are about to do, Suzo, you must believe in. You must believe that you can do this. You must believe it. We are continuing, Suzo. We are the Arcturians. This is the continuation of the message that you must believe that you are ascending. We need you to know that. We need you to see Kipierre as you, and you as Kipierre. See how her face is your face, and your face is her face. See the mist that seems to be between you, but in reality is connecting you. Reach out into that mist and see her arms. They are your arms as you reach out into that mist. Touch her hands with your hands. And feel that she is real. Feel the warmth of her hands within yours and the weight of your hands about hers. Look into her face deeply and allow the mist to be released. See her third eye as it opens and spins. And as that spin enters yours, feel it. Feel the energy. Feel the energy in your third eye. Yes, it is there. Yes. Now pull that energy down past your heart. Solar plexus. And up through your heart again into your throat. You can feel how your throat is stuffed and how you are releasing. lifetime of sadness, lifetime of worry, lifetime of fear, lifetime of anger, all of your darkness is to be released today. Oh, there is more. But you are emptying the trash. But the trash is full, and it is time to be emptied. And in the future, when you have the darkness, you will put it in the trash bin again. And you will remember to empty it every day. Send it out to First Cause. It is like the angels. They go down with their love and dispense it and take in the sorrow, the fear, even the anger, though it hurts their hearts, and brings it up to First Cause to be released and redistributed. It will be redistributed into the light. You will release that which is darkness. Bring in that which is light. And find love within the two. And once in First Cause, it is redistributed back as love, unconditional love, and multidimensional light. And it will come directly. And it does, and it has, come directly in to your heart chakra. Feel it in your heart chakra now. Feel the love and light. Hold it inside of your heart. And know that we are with you, Suzelle. Que Pierre is with you. We, the Arcturian mind, we are with you. Maitreya is with you. And the people that love you on earth, they are with you too. Blessings. Beloved, I am Suzelle. I am the one into whom you will become within the first breaths of your ascension. I am what you have called your stepping stone reality. There are many expressions of your soul in many planes, dimensions, planets, earths, myriad expressions of your great beingness, of our great beingness. In fact, there are so many that would be overwhelming for a new returnee, one who is newly returning to their fifth dimensional expression. There would be so many options to one who is newly returning that it would be confusing and could interfere with the ability to integrate the information. This information needs to be integrated, for it is information that you shall also hold in your grounded body, the body that you shall maintain until the point of Gaia's great ascension. The time of Gaia's great ascension is imminent. You can feel it. You can see the final battle of duality, the battle between light and dark. And as you know, as the battle wages, the only way to win it is to find that place in between. The place in between those who would do harm and those who hold the mantle of pure light. For it is only within embracing your own darkness, your own fear, and raising that into the higher frequencies of your true self, that you can experience ascension. Gaia seeing how the members of her reality, those of the darkness, have moved to the greatest depths. They have done unspeakable deeds. And how those of the light have and are and continue to stop them. And there are the ascending ones. There are many that have ascended through death for their contribution to gain the attention of the urgency was great and enough that they could log out of the holographic game of dualistic Earth. And there are those who are still on Gaia's body. There are many of you, many, many of you, more each moment, that are realizing there is more. There is a higher light. There is a higher expression of myself, of our self, of our planet, of the planet that we are. We are looking inside to see that higher expression. And it is just within, just past the curtain of illusion. And as you have felt the energy that comes from within yourself, not from without, not even down from your crown, but from deep within, the in that has no out, the place in which you turn around inside yourself to see reality and turn your back on the 3D game. Turn your back just long enough to remember that it is not real, that you have chosen to enter that experience of reality, and now it is time to log out and return to your true self, which initially is that fifth-dimensional expression of yourself with whom you have made the pre-birth contract, to whom you are becoming the one that you are, that you have always been. But you forgot. As you remember that you, as you become that you, you can again visit the holographic game to help, to guide, to assist. But you will know that it is a game. You will know that it is not real. Just as your third dimensional self chooses to log into a video game, you will know that you have chosen to log into the video game of third dimensional reality. You will see your avatar self within the game, but you will know your true self who is playing the game. And it is a game in which the players learn there is only one. Duality is an illusion. There is only light, there is only love. And even those that are unwilling to complete the game, that have become so lost in the illusion of power over others, which comes from the illusion that there is separation, only those will have any interest in playing that game. And they will have to find a new game. For Gaia is complete with that game. Gaia is ready to close the illusion and live in truth. Dear Arcturians, dear KPR, dear me, the me that I am in the expression of KPR, the me that I am in the expression of the Arcturian mind, and the me that I am in my third dimensional expression as Sue Lee. Well, I made it through. The surgery is over. The pain is pretty much over. Now I can move into deeper levels of recovery. Now I'm ready to know, where did I go? Where did I go in those few moments when I started to fall and then found myself on the ground? And where did I go when I took the anesthetic? Terry told me last night that it took me over an hour to come out, which is not that unusual, but it was on the long side. I remember none of it. I don't remember going to the car. I don't remember riding in the car. I don't come back to me until I walked into my front door. Me, Sue Lee me. But some part of me said to Terry, when I was waking up, the first clear thing that I said was, I didn't die. I am alive. Why did I say that? Our dearest Suso, we are Kipier. And of course, we are Arcturian, and we are you. We wish to answer your question, the question of why did you ask, or why did you say upon your awakening, I didn't die, I am alive. We wish to answer your question of where did you go? Where did you go when you were under the anesthetic? We ask you now, dear Suzo, dear Sue Lee, to relax and allow our answer. For there are many parts of you that may not be able to hear this, that may not want to hear it, that may feel intimidated or proud or sad. But as you can feel from the love that you are receiving from these words, our beloved one, when you were under the anesthetic, you went home. You came home. You came home to us. You came home. Beloved Suzelle, we want to tell you about your visit with us. When you left your body because of the anesthetic, you left your body because it was being repaired. They needed to fix it for you, and it would be too uncomfortable for you to remain in the body while they were doing that work. And so you came to us, and that is why you asked that question. You came to us asleep, and so you thought that you had died. But you didn't die. You were just under anesthetic. And it took you a while to get back in your body, because as much as you love the people and as much as you are dedicated to the ascension process of Gaia, it was difficult to leave home. It was difficult to go back to go back into the world of dualism and fear when you had spent a beautiful time with us within the One and with Kipyer on the spaceship. Eventually, over time, we will tell you all that you experienced and all that you did when you visited us during your surgery. But we want you to learn patience. We want you to ask not for the sake of curiosity and not for the sake of anxiety. We want you to ask. We want you to know, because it is information that will assist you and assist you in assisting others. So for now, dear one, continue your healing, relax and heal, and know that the part of you that came home, it's still there, because there is no difference. It's still there, you're still there, we're still here, we are all one. There is only one, there is no more.
Join us in 2 weeks for part 2 of Becoming Yourself.